cómo nos tratan el departamento del sheriff en el condado de Rogers, which I will not translate that in English. I know you got it. I know you got it, but leave it translate that, okay?
Come on, please. You didn't figure out there just a little bit, not her good old boy or something?
Oh, yeah. You know, it's always good. A lot of people is afraid of driving on Rogers County because they are afraid of being pulled over just because of their color of the skin. And that's why I talked to Mr. Cortez. You need to come over and tell people that that's not true. But I want to hear that from you because the people need to hear from the right person. You know, it's not, we don't believe on rumors. We don't believe on making things up. We believe on telling them straight from the officers how things are running in their county. Can you tell us that, please?
I couldn't have made up a question I want to answer any better than that. You know, and we look at this deal, and when we're talking about, I would hate to think, we look for criminal activity, and it's hard to do that without some type of the word that nobody wants to talk about is profiling. So, we profile criminals. I mean, we profile thugs that roll through Rogers County, and that's not based on skin color or what the tag says or anything else. And I can assure you, if you look at, even numbers to show it, you want the reputation of being a county that's tough on crime. You know,
yeah.
We got a DA over there that's not scared to prosecute cases. We've got judges that, that give the sentences. And if you look at this deal, I was talking to our jail administrator early this morning, just about numbers. And the last thing I want to do is turn this thing political or racial or anything else. If you look at this room, it proves the fact that we're a nation of immigrants. And certainly the values that that we bring from that variety of backgrounds and stuff, I don't want anybody to think because they're Hispanic, Black, Asian, or anything else that they cannot drive through Rogers County without being in fear of their vehicle being hooked to a wrecker and them going to jail. And let's get real about this deal. In changes. In the recent administration changes and stuff like that, things have changed. I made two border trips. I made one at the end of the Biden administration and one, early on into the Trump administration. So, the difference was drastic in the way things were going there. But, I learned a lot by being down there. Especially, and I can say this, I worked in Tulsa for 27 years on the police department, enjoyed my time there. We've got things so much easier to handle. Sometimes I feel like I'm cheating in Rogers County. If you want to look at our jail numbers, we've got a very small Hispanic, a very small Black population. If you want to know the what makes up the majority of our population, it's Caucasian and Native American. We could break that down into layers and layers, but I don't want anybody to think I took this conversation and led it to a question that I want to answer. I wanted to answer your question. I don't know how I can tell you. I had a conversation, and if I threw the name in it, everybody in this room would know who it was, but came to office and we spent a couple of hours sitting in a room because he thought that when he brought his son into Rogers County for a youth football game on a Saturday morning, he was stopped. He was stopped. He didn't have a site. He wasn't given a citation. We didn't ask him, any of the details that were... he thought to be certainly profiled at him. But, I told him, 100% honesty, that if I had anybody that, worked under the control of the Rogers County Sheriff's Office that I thought was stopping somebody bringing their 10-year-old in for youth football, they would be looking for employment. So if we can just stay focused on truly, if we can stay focused right now on criminal activity, regardless of the color of the skin and put bad guys in jail, I don't care what their skin color is, but let's go to work.
All right. Well, I tell you what, I'm going to make that into a little section like this, okay? Well, Ok, lo más importante de todo esto es la pregunta que le hice, le escucharon, que si ellos detenían a alguien por cuestión de su color de piel o simplemente porque se miraran de otro tipo de raza, se puede decir, de otros países. La respuesta es no, y lo más efectivo es de que dice que ellos tratan a todos igual y que ellos, si revisan los récords, el récord de Wagner es el que tiene menos crimen, o sea, que son muy estrictos en el condado en detener el crimen. Y eso es cierto, porque somos testigos de eso. Las cárceles de Rogers County están casi vacías, ¿ok? Pero sí dice que los jueces que tienen y el abogado del distrito son muy estrictos en castigar a cualquier actividad criminal. Entonces, algo que mencionó también de que han ido personas de color a visitar Rogers County y no por eso los van a detener, que son personas que tratan a todo mundo igual y no se basan en el color de piel. Entonces eso es muy importante, pero qué bueno que son estrictos, porque tampoco ven muchos homeless ahí en right. We don't see a whole lot of homeless in Rogers County, that I guess you're pretty strict on that. How do you do?
You know, I don't want to be the welcome wagon for somebody that doesn't want to work. And you know, I cannot control the problem. I think we did a better job in the day, for sure, in Tulsa. I think it can be controlled. The word aggressive panhandling comes into play, and I've seen it in progress. I mean, when some guy looks like he hadn't taken a shower in a month and leans on some elderly person or a lady to get money. And I learned that was aggressive panhandling. So, no, we don't allow that or any of that other stuff. I'm not trying to come down hard on somebody that's truly homeless. But I had a great conversation the other day and we're talking about work ethic. And I want to applaud the Hispanic community for work ethic. You know, I want to applaud the Asian community. When we start looking at some stuff, you know, the Caucasians, and I'm a tribal citizen, we probably ought to look at tuning our work ethic program up just a little bit. But, you know, my dad's VA doctor, Dr. Depp, here's a guy that came to the United States in 1976. And he told me one day right over here at the VA hospital, we came here, had no money, no language, and no luggage. And he goes through OU medical school. You know, I mean, those are those American dreams. You know, that's what it's all about. But, I mean, how do I get talking about work ethic? I don't know. I drifted over into that. But, I mean, it is. And when, you know, I'm in a fast food place the other day, and, you know, here's three Caucasian males in their pajamas. It's 2:00 in the afternoon. Smell like weed, and they all got telephones. You know, and guess what? Right behind him comes in landscaping crew, all Hispanics. So, and I thought, you know, but I think you three little lazy asses ought to get out of the way and let these men that's working right here, I don't care where you're from, get their food and get back to work, because that's where they're going. You're going back to play video games.
Voy a preguntarle aquí a nuestro buen amigo de Rogers County, ¿qué es lo que nos aconseja que hagamos cuando pasamos por su condado, porque es un condado muy grande y muchos de nosotros trabajamos por esa área. What would you recommend to the people that are driving or going to work over to your county, which is a large county? What would you ask them to do so they can be safe in not to get into any type of trouble or any type of uncomfortable situation?
Certainly, I want to expound on what I didn't answer maybe clearly enough in our first conversation. I don't want any, again, law-abiding citizen that comes to Rogers County to have any fear whatsoever. If you're coming over there with evil on your mind and you're a thug and you're there to do thug business, I mean, I hope you're shaking in your shoes when you come to town. But, you know, what I would recommend, and if you look at our traffic stops and stuff, I mean, much different than the bigger metropolitan areas and stuff like that. I mean, our focus, due to the fact that our staffing levels are extremely low, It's on the violators of those gross traffic violations, or, I mean, and trust me, we impact the criminal element quite a bit by finding those people coming through that are driving without, under suspension, without a license, without insurance. So my recommendation would be, I mean, obviously, whoever's driving that vehicle, they should have a valid driver's license, insurance, and everything should be in order that way. And I can say, short of that, you're not going to have any problems whatsoever, because our focus, I mean, and I've made it very clear to the people that work for the Rogers County Sheriff's Department, I mean, we're not, our target is not the guy trying to get to work, you know, at that steel shop or that landscape crew or wherever that he's going to try to feed his family. That is not, and it won't ever be, while I got any say-so at all, our focus of enforcement. We call it the 2 o'clock stops, you know. I mean, 2 o'clock in the morning, if you're driving around a county road and you don't really know why you're out there, we're going to help you out all we can. I mean, so, and by that, most of the time, you know, I want that jail conversation when that guy that winds his way up in our, finds his way in our jail to know that, you know, we screwed up over in the wrong spot. And I love it when we hear those jail conversations that somebody says, well, what were you doing over there? We've earned our reputation to be tough on crime. Our DA has helped us, you know, by prosecuting these people. But again, that's not the work crew. And again, I used that example a while ago of, you know, landscape crew coming in to, you know, to fast food place there. And I've got all the respect in the world, you know, for the blue collar worker that punches that clock and, you know, keeps America moving. And, you know, so many of my friends, you know, in construction business and stuff, they depend on that workforce that, you know, I mean, you got to just say it. And I mean, I'm going to come back and we're going to talk about, you know, the sticky stuff that people don't want to talk about. And we'll bring my old buddy, State Representative Tim Turner, with me, because, you know, legislatively, we've been in the Capitol quite a bit this year, and he's got some great, Tim Hispanic himself. And I mean, I just want people to know, and I didn't know that for a long time. I thought he was an Indian, and I don't treat him any different. So once again, I did prove that I got it all figured out, right? Maybe, I don't know. But you know, I want to talk about the sticky stuff. And we just launched a podcast where that's what we're there to talk about stuff. Nobody wants to, I think, in a fair way, and avoid this, you know, political correctness crap, that, you know, we can get to the issues. And we'll find out we got a lot less issue.
Lo más importante de todo esto dice que ellos respetan mucho a la gente que va a trabajar. Y si usted va a trabajar, no se preocupe que lo van a parar porque van a trabajar. Ellos tienen mucho respeto para la gente que va y sirve para ayudar a la situación económica. Y dice que la gente trabajadora ayuda mucho en eso.
Eso es. Mr. Peter, Eric, you want to say it on that part? Same thing on Calsa County?
I don't really have anything too much to say today, but I will say, with the weather changing and school getting close to the end of school year, there'll be a lot more activities with the kids coming up, and they'll be out more. So just be aware of things that's going on and know where the children are and just enjoy life.